Hey everyone, this is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. First off, I want to apologize for the roughness of my voice. I'm currently experiencing a spring cold. I'm going to do my best not to cough into the mic, so if you get any weird audio clips in the next 2 minutes or so, that's why. I wanted to let our listeners know about a programming note in regards to Thursday's content. A lot of people talked about how they did not like us doing a long-running campaign, i.e. Tatters of the King, in every other week portions. So episode 18, which is today's episode, represents the end of book one. It's sort of the first big third of Tatters of the King. So from here on out, Thursday content will be in order, starting with a Trail of Cthulhu game next week. So no longer will we be doing an episode of Tatters, and then an episode of something else, and then an episode of Tatters. A lot of you mentioned to me that it was very hard to follow, and I understand that, and we're doing our best to correct it. Unfortunately, when you folks say that, sometimes it takes us a month or two to get things straightened out. We will get back to Tatters. It'll probably be a couple months, and then when we do, we will run all of book two back to back to back, however long that takes, probably a month to 6 weeks, and then we'll take a little break, and then we'll run the end of the campaign. So hopefully you guys appreciate this. Hopefully that makes this easier. If you haven't listened to all of Tatters, obviously, if you're listening to this, you probably have. This is going to be a good chance for people to go back and catch up. We'll probably do a recap episode or something like that. So in a couple months' time, we remember what happened in book one. So as always, I want to encourage you folks to reach out to us on Twitter at @Rancors_Brothel. You can also message us on the Facebook page, The Rancors Brothel. It is an open group. And you can also email us at betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Anyway, that's enough rambling for me. Let's finish up book one in Tatters of the King.
Like children waiting for their parents' touch, I am anxious for the sound of your voice.
The Rancor's Brothel presents
Tatters
of the King, a 6th edition Call of Cthulhu campaign. Let the madness begin.
I mean, I'm waiting for that. The big roll coming here.
Yep.
No, necessarily. So you guys are standing in front of, you sort of stop and look around and realize that everything has changed. You don't see the house. You don't see the lake. You see streets and buildings, and you see this gate. What do you want to do?
You're not giving us a sand check for suddenly seeing things appear out of the mist that were not there before. Okay. I've decided that's what plays in Carcosa in my mind. Ace of Base on repeat.
But it's like the elevator music version. It's very light. It's all MIDI.
Fucking MIDI. I saw the sign. God damn it.
Okay.
Walk through the gate. Yes.
That's what you want to do?
Turn around, go home, say fuck it.
Like, nope. I'm out.
It's interesting. You turn around to look around. You turn back.
Yeah, I'll turn around.
Okay. You look at the buildings and the streets, and as you turn back...
You don't know where you are.
The gate looks different.
Mm-hmm.
Looks a little less lavish now.
Well, then I'll just turn around. And look back at you guys and be like, okay.
He looks different to him, or it changed in front of all everybody's eyes?
You don't really notice a difference. If you're staring at it, it didn't change in front of your eyes.
I said I'm going through it.
Okay, you go through it. Nothing spectacular happens. You walk through an arch.
do we see Mr. Lister?
No, he's gone.
Do we see anybody else?
No.
And other people?
You see streets and buildings and...
Pull the bell out and just...
Do I hear anything? Nope.
You hear... It sounds like a quiet city. It's not that you don't see people. There are buildings. Their lights are on in the buildings. I mean, you assume maybe somebody might be there.
The dulcet tones of a mid-90s pop band.
Echo. In MIDI file.
Echo from down the alleyways.
Do I smell anything?
Nothing strange.
Okay.
How about that go in and shoot up people thing, Cody? Is that working out for you?
I mean, I've still got two shells. I only need one to blow my own brains out.
You're not wrong. So where do you guys want to go from here? You walk in the streets, are you standing still?
I mean, I don't know where to go, so I don't know where, so you tell me, where can I go?
Are there any street signs?
Not really.
Not ones that will make sense.
We're at the corner of Ritual Suicide.
Is there a sign pointing to Lake Halea or whatever it's called?
Halley. Is there any building that is distinguishing in the landscape?
No, not really. It just seems to be a quite beautiful city.
Let's walk to the edge of the lake then.
There's no lake.
Yeah.
Oh, the lake disappeared too.
The lake is gone.
Oh, that's fun.
I don't know where to go because I don't know what's around me.
So. The only thing we have to do is just walk.
I'm in the middle of the street. I'm going to walk up
mindlessly.
The street, I guess.
Give me a spot hidden roll.
Until we find something, because.
Pass.
Still
fail.
You guys, as you look around, you see a building that, even though it's not on a lake, looks like the equivalent of a lighthouse, perhaps. It's slightly taller than the rest.
Well,
the door is open.
The ritual was going to take place on the water's edge. I don't know how to define where we are right now, but I feel like if we get to the water's edge, we may be less likely to be lost in whatever sort of hallucinatory whatever we're experiencing right now. Sound good?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing else to do.
We've got nothing else better to go off of, so yeah.
Let's go to the lighthouse.
Sure. You go in. When you walk in, you see small living quarters, perhaps, in the bottom. Stairs going up.
Okay.
Go up the stairs.
Yep. Let's scout it out from up above. That ought to go well.
Okay. You guys go upstairs. And at the top of the stairs, on, call them coat hooks, perhaps, you see four masquerade masks.
Sweet.
Right at the top of the stairs.
Is this the night manager?
Whatever happened to Abby?
Good question.
I'm going to grab a mask. We reached the top of this thing, or?
You're at the top of the stairs, so you haven't walked into the room yet. I'll just let you know, right there at the top of the stairs, there are masks.
Yeah, I'll put a mask on.
Sure.
The hell are you doing that for?
I'm walking in.
Okay. Nothing looks different than when you had the mask off. I mean, the room doesn't change.
We're at the top of a lighthouse, yes?
You're at the top of a building. You walk out. You walk to the windows, and you look out, and you see the majority of the city. It's a beautiful city. Streets going every direction. It appears to be... have you ever been on the top of the Eiffel Tower before?
Yes.
Not nearly that high, but that's sort of the landscape you're getting. You can see the streets and the buildings and the blocks.
But there's no water.
Spy hidden.
No.
You don't see it. You don't see a lake.
Can any of us roll for that, I guess?
Sure. You're all up there.
It's like the 10th, 68 I've rolled.
Roll different dice.
Fail.
Because we all failed.
You all failed, and none of you get the glimpse of a lake.
You don't see anything distinguishing from the top of this lighthouse. Inside the lighthouse.
Well, you're wearing a funny mask now.
You got one out of the four masks that were sitting there, yeah.
I'll grab another mask. Put it on.
I'm not going to wear a mask.
I don't think I am either. We'll see what happens.
I think if anything, I'm going to step on the mask and crush it.
Okay.
Well, I guess now it is a game of wandering the city.
Let's all split up and wander
that
in different directions.
That seems like an even better idea. Okay.
Yeah, let's not do that.
I assume we go back down the stairs and let's see what happens when we get back down to the road.
Much different than it was before.
Of course it is.
The gate's gone. The road's going in the opposite direction. Buildings are different.
Now do we see anything that looks particularly appealing or noteworthy?
No. Seems like a mundane street.
So let's just keep walking mindlessly through the street until we find something, because...
I flip a coin and then point in a direction.
Okay. Assuming we're all sticking together?
Yeah.
Until you split us up, yeah.
That's on you if you want to. As you continue for probably what seems like hours, you eventually come to a broad walkway lined by porticos that are in turn backed by large buildings. The buildings don't seem to have any doors, and the windows are very high up on smooth walls. You can actually see several residents of the city, all masked, appear at one window, and they're all looking out, seemingly past you.
What are they looking at? I want to turn around and see what they're looking
at. Hidden.
I'm going to let you take this one.
Okay. Pass.
Awesome.
Far off, about 300 yards, you get the glimpse of a man in the white mask turn a corner and disappear behind a building.
I'm going to chase after him.
You run after him?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. You take off.
I mean, unless they're going to follow me.
What are the rest of you doing?
Well, first off, we're in a crazy loony dreamscape, so do we even see Daniel do any of this?
Roll me a spot hidden to see if you're paying attention to what he's doing.
Yes.
Yes.
No!
The two of you notice him take off.
I assume my response would be, holy shit, where are you going? And follow. Because everyone noticed that, because of course they did.
In which case, you would probably hear him say, holy shit, where are you going?
I guess I'll follow him.
Okay.
I'm in tow. I'm not staying by myself.
You guys are, I would say, about 10 yards behind him, and you turn the corner.
Yeah.
Where you saw the stranger go.
Okay.
And you don't see him.
Well, of course. That's what I figured. And there's nothing else that's sticking out, just streets and houses, though.
Streets, houses. You guys catch up?
Seen a man in a white mask. Thought he looked suspicious, so...
You don't see your friend.
Oh, wait. They're not there?
You turn around and no one's behind you.
Of course.
Yep.
Cool. So, that's good.
So, but the three of us are still together.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's try not to run off, eh?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Whatever path we can follow, we'll follow, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. If there's nothing distinguishing, then we have no choice. Sitting in place, the landscape changes. Moving, the landscape theoretically changes. Can we get back to the place with the broad walkway and a bunch of porticos? Let's try and go back there, because there were options there. There were choices to be made. We're not going to make it back there, but let's walk in that direction.
Sure.
You get back there, it does look very different than it did before, but there is a man still looking out the window, alone, masked.
But there's no way to get into this building.
You don't see any doors.
What happened to all the porticos?
The building changed. It's different.
So we're in a dead-end cul-de-sac then?
No. It's just different than it was before. The buildings have changed shape.
Do we really want to talk to someone?
Well, we can keep running around in circles. Walk around and find a door to this place. Find an opening.
You don't see any doors.
Okay, then I'll walk down another road.
Okay. You guys see a couple more small groups of three or four masked people walking about. If you feel like talking to them, you can. One of them is chattering about the envoy for Queen Tassilda.
You've read The King in Yellow. You would know what's going on as far as the play works.
Well, you guys mentioned the queen?
What? Yes, of course.
Is she on her way?
I can only hope. If we hurry, we can catch them.
Well, let's go.
Of course. You're not wearing a mask.
Have trouble breathing with a mask on.
Here. You should wear this. And just out of nowhere, he seems to have a mask in his hand, and he hands it to you.
Thanks, I say, and I hold it in my hand.
Excellent. And he just turns and continues to... He catches up with his group.
I'm not putting this f***ing thing on. I'm just holding it. And as soon as we're starting off after them, yes?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got nowhere else to go. We might as well follow the NPCs. I just toss the mask on the ground and keep walking.
Where are you going?
I'm going to head back to where that building was with all the people in the windows.
It's not there.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep looking until I find it.
You don't seem to find anything that remotely resembles what you saw.
Okay, so I'm going to keep walking around until I see something.
You see a couple small groups of people wandering. Different groups than what these guys have seen.
They're wearing masks.
They're all wearing masks.
I'm going to just follow behind them.
Okay. Eventually, the three of you come up to a canal.
Oh, f*** canals. Okay, we come up to a canal. What do we see?
Are we walking over? Gorgeous, gorgeous place. And you walk alongside it, assuming you're following that group that is a little ways ahead of you. And you finally see a bridge that goes across the canal.
Are they crossing?
They begin to cross.
It's going to be pointless, but I'll ask. Do you know a man named Edwards?
No. Never heard of him.
I'm just continuing to follow him. Wherever they're going.
Okay.
Okay.
In order to cross this bridge, you must know. This bridge is 20 feet long, less than a foot wide, and is fashioned out of marble.
Well, that'll be exciting. Can't wait for those dex checks.
So decide how you want to cross that. You can either walk across it, you can crawl across it. What do you want to do? And if you take the time to look for another bridge, you don't find one.
How are they crossing the bridge?
Some of them are walking, some of them are crawling, some of them are trying to crab walk even, to try to stay balanced. They don't seem to be having any issue. Seems as if they've done it before.
Cool.
So you want to crawl across, Angus, and I'll ride on your back.
I was just going to attempt to walk across the bridge since I've been given no indication of how challenging this actually is.
Depends on how you want to cross it. What would the bull do?
The bull is about ready to start shooting people because he doesn't have any answers. Let's just walk across the bridge then. If I go down, we don't lose the bell and the whistle and you guys can know how not to do it.
You're walking?
Sure, why not?
The rest of you walking?
Mm-hmm.
You decided? Yep. In order to walk across this bridge, it is dex by 5.
Nope.
Luck roll?
No, wait, it doesn't make that. 6 and 5 is 30. I just made it.
Okay.
Dex by 5 would be 80 for me.
Pass.
Nope.
Luck roll?
Even damn canals.
Can't wait for this non-existent luck roll, Mr. Harold Trace.
Do you not have any luck?
I have 20.
If his sand started out low, it's because his luck is low.
Oh,
that's nope. A shame.
Fail?
By 9.
You take up the rear from the other three, with the other two, and you just slip and go tumbling over the side.
Did I not say f*** canals?
And
you did.
It seems like this canal was a lot deeper than you thought it was. And you hit the water. And roll me 1d6 minus 4.
3.
So you will take 1 point of damage when you smack the... You happen to somehow get into a good diving position, assuming there is water down at the bottom of this thing. You take just a tad bit of damage. The other two? You didn't hear a splash.
So I get to the other end and turn around and say, Malcolm?
Let's continue.
Where's Trace?
I don't know. Where's Butler? Gone.
Mr. Butler?
Yes.
As you walk... You two follow a small group, right?
Yep.
You come upon a canal.
Okay.
You come upon a bridge.
Okay.
You don't see any one of them where you're at.
No other group of people?
Nope. Just
the group I was following?
The group you were following.
I want to cross the bridge.
How would you like to cross? Walk or crawl?
I'm going to walk.
Dex by 5, please.
Pass. Impale, actually. Do cartwheels across it.
You get across very quickly, very easily. Mr. Trace, when you surface, you see that there are some mooring rings nearby you can grab and pull yourself back up over the edge.
Okay, I'll do so.
Okay. You don't see anyone that you know. You don't see anyone at all.
Was I able to pull myself up on the other side of that bridge?
You can assume that that's what it was.
When we came up to the canal, was there a way to distinguish one side of the canal from the other?
Assuming that the buildings didn't change every time you stopped looking at them, yes. We're really Lucas's playthings right now. He's just going to bat us around like a cat until we get wherever he wants to go.
You went across a bridge. You can assume you crossed it. Trace fell down. He can assume he crossed it by pulling himself up on a mooring ring.
This is why when you...
Didn't answer my question.
This is why when you made that trip to Carcosa, you're like, why can't I do anything? It's a lot of this.
What would you like to know?
Hmm?
What would you like to know?
Did one side of the canal look like the other side?
Oh, no, they look like different sides.
Okay.
Much different when Trace resurfaced.
I'm sure of that, but... That would help you at least think you would know what your bearings were if one side was different from the other.
Yes, there were clearly two different sides of the canal.
Yeah, he's now on a different side that looks different from the two different sides that were there before he fell into the water.
Mm-hmm. When I come up out of the water, do I see any people at all?
Spy hidden.
Nope.
I guess I'll just keep following Macduff.
Spy hidden, Mr. Butler.
Pass.
You notice someone drenching wet pull themselves up over the edge about 50 yards to your left.
Okay, I'm going to run up to him. Like, hey, you know what's going on?
Hey, Butler.
Oh.
Mr. Trace, you see Mr. Butler.
What happened?
I fell off the damn bridge.
You have a bad habit of doing that.
Yeah, I don't like canals.
Where's Macduff and the bull?
You're the only person that I saw. They were crossed in front of me.
Oh, well.
Well, I would have to assume that they continued on the path from the bridge, so let's go ahead and go back to the bridge and go that way. Maybe we can find them.
Except now instead of a bridge, it's a Walmart. 75 open spots. Exactly 75. No more, no less. Macduff and I are following the crowd, I believe. Unless we're not. Has the crowd changed to gazelles? Okay, just checking.
They're hurrying along. You guys follow.
I guess what would have happened to the people that were in front of him?
He left the group. They went ahead. So you've lost your group.
Okay.
I'm assuming you guys continue down the path as well.
Yeah.
Macduff and the bull, you guys continue to follow this group who is picking up pace a little bit, and they turn a corner. When you guys turn a corner, you bump into these two.
Oh, hey, guys.
Well, hello.
Howdy, gents.
You look a little wet there?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of canals.
This is not an adventuring group, so nobody has their 50 foot of elven rope, but it'd be really nice to have right now to tie everyone together.
Okay, so where's the group at?
In an alley. In Carcosa. Somewhere.
No, I meant like the group that you guys were following.
Gone.
They're gone?
They are gone.
Anytime you find something of consistency here, assume it's going to change immediately.
So can we look for people? Make another spot hidden to look and see if there's anybody around at all? Or is there just no one around?
Roll me a spot hidden.
Pass.
Fail.
Pass.
Fail.
You guys don't really see people, but the landscape, as you know, has changed some. You see an amphitheater not far off.
Okay. Well, that's a new thing to interact with, so we should go touch it.
Touch it.
Can you roll me another spot hidden once you get there?
Pass.
Fail.
Pass.
So the three of you just get the glimpse of someone peek around a corner and duck back behind a pillar.
Inside the amphitheater?
Yes.
Okay. So he's down on stage then?
Behind the stage.
Well, okay. It's fair. Hello there. Hello.
You sort of see a head poke out.
And it's...
Who are you?
We're visitors.
And he comes out, hands up, and, oh, thank God, I thought you were one of those things. Those bat things.
Sweet. And you are?
So, Spence. Quentin Spence. Who are you?
Henry Lester. Lester.
IP Freely. Were you at the lake?
The lake. I've lost it. This place just changes and changes and changes. What are you trying to get to the lake for?
Well, we're trying to see Edwards, of course.
We were running late.
Are you here to stop him? The man needs to be stopped.
Why do you say that?
He's psychotic. Summoning Haster? It's insanity.
I mean, we are in the appropriate place.
Yeah, where are we?
Don't you know?
No. Do you?
Well, sure.
He's just gonna play this game too.
This is when the
he just kind of gives you a weird.
This is when the investigator becomes the keeper, and the keeper becomes the investigator.
Switch places.
He just kind of gives you a weird, like, "Are you gonna tell me?" type look. Like he's very confused and aggravated.
Do you know where Edwards is? We assumed he would be at the lake.
He's certainly at the lake. If we can find our way there, he's not who I'm looking for now.
Who are you looking for now?
Roby. Roby's here somewhere in the city.
Is he not with Edwards?
No, he's not.
Who's he with?
perhaps no one.
How did he get separated?
He left earlier this morning. I've been trying to track him.
But which one would end this madness, Roby or Edwards?
What do you mean?
Well, if your intent to stop this, my understanding was stopping Edwards would stop everything.
Well, yes. And I need Roby is probably the only one who can talk him out of it.
Ah, I see.
Well, have you seen any distinguished buildings? Anything?
Just this one.
Lighthouse?
The lighthouse when we first walked in.
The lighthouse. I've seen the lighthouse, yes. There was a marketplace. There.
Bridge. Over canal.
The canal bridge. That was fun.
No.
I think.
Shit.
He says he's wringing out the ends of his jacket.
When he left, he mentioned something about sculptures. A sculpture garden, perhaps? Maybe there's a sculpture garden around here.
Is there any way to find and figure out where you're going here?
Not that I've been able to. I try to speak to some of the residents. Most of them scoff at me.
Is he wearing a mask?
No.
Okay.
He's very clearly drenched in sweat, and you know, he seems like he's been wandering for days.
Well, maybe you should follow along with us.
Sure.
Does he have a whistle around his neck?
He does not.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what part this guy has in all this. Cause
who knows? He knows things that we don't. Yeah. Sculpture Park. We know Edwards is near the lake. What else did he say? There was a garden. Or not what? A garden, a market.
What brought you to this place in the first place? Like, why'd you come here?
I thought it was a part of something incredible, but now it's too much.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, let's set off then. You think the sculptures then? The garden?
Sculpture garden of some kind. Yes.
Okay. Let's set off. Everybody stay close together.
Yeah, we don't want to get lost in here. And he will begin to walk. Do you guys continue to walk? You see a few more pockets of people. And one of them kind of looks back and notices you. And stops. You gentlemen appear lost. My name is Noss. Can I help you? I hope you find a way.
Yeah, we're looking for the lake.
Or the sculpture garden. We're not quite sure.
Well, the lake is difficult to get to. The sculpture garden is not far.
Let's try there first.
Of course.
Apparently we need the sub-boss before we need the fight the boss in his ultimate form.
You two are not wearing masks. Here, take these.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to just put it by my side.
We're going to keep ditching these masks.
That's fine, because they just keep giving them to you.
That's fair.
It's one of the weirdest things of this section. Also, you notice that the atmosphere seems different. You feel like you're up higher than you were. Like, you feel like you've been going uphill, as if the city is rising.
We're running out of breath.
Yeah, you feel like, you from definitely feel elevation. Like you've gone. Yes, elevation. Thank you. That's the word I was trying to think of.
Driving west through Kansas.
Right. So you feel like you've definitely gone up in elevation.
Okay. Cool. Let's see about the sculpture garden.
Yes, the garden. Yittel is a strange place, I know. I may be able to help you.
It's not a name we have, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yittel was the name of a character.
No, Yittel was the place. I was wondering, he called himself Noss?
Oh, Noss.
Noss is his name.
That sounded familiar, but I couldn't think
McDuff,
of
McDuff, having read The King in Yellow, you would know Yittel is the name of the city that becomes Carcosa.
Well, we know that from...
I know. These are just things. Well, you read it, so you know it more so than the other guys would.
You should use that knowledge of Yittel from the play to navigate somehow.
We didn't really see...
You read it, though.
Oh, the book. Well, yeah.
Did you just write Noss down there?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if it was there before.
I drank one this morning.
Perhaps I can try to help you out. He's kind of looks at his group of people. I'll catch up later, I suppose.
Wibbly wobbly, timey wimey, and all that.
The museum. Yes. Yes, of course. Follow me.
We didn't say anything about the museum.
He was talking to the other group that we can't hear them, what they're saying, I believe.
Oh. Well, the sculpture garden, sculpture museum.
Okay.
The garden. Yes, please follow me. And he will lead you a little ways. You turn corners and corners and corners and corners and corners, and it seems like you're never going to get there. And then you see an open yard with nice topiaries that have been carved. You see actual sculptures. You can safely assume this is the sculpture garden. Yes, this is, I believe, the place you're looking for. Please, excuse me. I must catch up with my friends.
Could you tell us how to get to the lake from here?
Yes. If you continue down this path and follow it.
Okay. That was very helpful. Thank you.
And he goes.
Does he go down the path?
He does.
That wasn't very helpful.
You're the one that's got the navigate roll increase there. You got to start using that.
I didn't get an increase. I failed it. Or I passed it. Or.
All right.
Failed and passed it.
Yeah.
Mr. Spence, I believe you said this passing. Is the place we were looking for, yes?
I think so, yes.
Well, let's search for Roby then.
You guys, it's a seemingly long pathway to what seems like a very large, I mean, it looks like a museum. It's a very, very large white building, pillars and that sort of thing. As you continue, you see sculptures of what appear to be Byakki. Spy Hiddens?
Gollum Byakki.
Fail.
Pass.
Thank God.
You think they're sculptures?
So they could possibly be real, too? It's
possible that one's eyes moved when you walk by?
I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to go ahead and see nothing.
Mr. Quince, or Mr. Spence. Quince. Mr. Spence is very, very much not wanting to be around these things.
It's fine. We've got this whistle.
And he's kind of tucking himself in as he walks. Perhaps we shouldn't be here.
Hey, we got to find Roby, though, right?
Yes. Maybe you should go.
Why should I go and you not go?
I don't like the looks of this place.
So why are you not going then?
I don't like the looks of this place.
I'm going to look back at these guys, because...
I mean, he'll get to the steps, and he just sits down.
I'm just going to put my hand on the bull's shoulder, close my eyes, and follow along. I see nothing.
He just sits down and kind of looks up at you and looks at the door.
Okay, well, I'm going to walk up the steps.
Friend, had about enough of this place. I think you should come with us.
Intimidate or persuade? Or
just...
Are you fast-talking the guy? Or
point a gun in his face? How do I threaten violence? I suppose I could just smack him, because I'm not going to persuade him.
Roll to hit, I guess.
Sure, I'll roll persuade. Why not? I failed.
Okay, he's just... I don't think so. Did you present your gun or no?
At this point, if he doesn't follow what I'm saying, I probably will brandish my walking stick violently. I think you should come with us.
Certainly hope you have that thing when you need it.
Hope I don't have to waste it on you.
Precisely.
And I indicate that he should lead.
He very aggravatively gets up.
Thank you, sir. Please, lead onward.
Just know that if I get eaten, I will haunt you.
I'll sleep just fine.
He opens the door.
This is probably the most sane guy we've met. Like,
and I'm not leaving him behind us at the doorway.
Spud. Just you.
Just Cody.
Nope.
Okay. You walk into a really nice museum. There are stairs to your left going to the second floor. Everything else is just things in glass cases. Where would you like to go?
How big is this place?
Very big. Like, think IMA. It looks more like a big square white building.
Is it very open?
Yeah, the floor plan is seemingly open.
I'm just going to call out for Alexander.
Mr. Roby!
It's a nice echo.
I'll just walk through and point this guy on, say, lead onward.
Then, if he was here, perhaps there's an office. Maybe there's an office, and he goes upstairs.
Following him.
Yep.
Listen roll? Is listen a thing?
Mm-hmm. Super high pass rate, though. I got it. Tick that skill, baby.
I actually got it as well.
I didn't get it.
Did you ought-one that?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was after I had a 40. It says 7.
Oh, it's a 7.
Yeah, it's 47.
So two of you passed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Three of you passed?
You passed, didn't you?
I passed.
Yeah, everybody but Daniel passed.
You hear snoring down the hall from where you're standing. Like, clearly someone's snoring.
Like human.
Yes.
Okay.
Go towards it.
I'm going to keep poking this guy in front of us the whole time. He's now become my patsy. Okay. If anything happens, it will happen to him first.
And you get to a door that you assume someone is behind. You open it. And sitting behind a desk, head slumped, you see a blonde-headed man snoring away.
I just reach over with my stick and slam it on the desk.
Boom! What the fuck? He kind of looks around. Mr. Trace, what are you doing here?
Alexander is following you.
Why are you here?
Why wouldn't I be here? Aren't we all here?
This place isn't safe.
No shit.
Yes, Mr. McDuff, Mr. Butler, Bull.
You seem very more together.
He is completely lucid.
Of course he is.
He seems completely normal.
Well, yeah, because now Crazy Man is in Crazy Town.
I have laudanum on me, right?
Sedatum. That's all goes away.
Where's Mr. Corey?
Corey's not here.
Well, where is he?
Wasn't invited, I don't believe.
And who brought you here?
Mr. Edwards.
I was understanding that you guys didn't really see eye to eye.
Mr. Edwards and I?
Yeah.
Trepidatious. But perhaps he's harmless.
How is Mr. Spence, since he wanted to know what was going on, reacting to all of this?
He just kind of sits down in a chair. Doesn't seem to be saying much. He's just listening at this point.
Okay.
We have traded one NPC for another.
At least one who knows what the hell is going on.
More so than the other one, anyways.
So then where is Mr. Edwards?
By the lake.
Why aren't you down by the lake?
I like space. My own personal space.
Then why are you here?
Is the city not to your liking?
Not quite.
Wait 5 minutes, it'll change.
Are you the one that changes it?
I built this place.
By yourself?
I dreamt of Carcosa my whole life.
Huh. Like, exactly how long? Like, since you were a wee lad?
I don't recall. What are you doing here?
We've come to see the ritual.
Yeah, I remember Quarry saying something about a ritual. He said something about Edwards summoning Haster. I'm not sure.
Does that really seem like a good idea?
I'm not sure that he could do it.
Fair enough, but what if he can?
He's putting a lot of effort to do it, so...
And why did he bring you?
He needed me.
He needed you to get here?
Kind of looks around.
Since you built this place?
Took me 7 days to build this place.
He's using you, you know that, right?
How? Why would he?
I don't know.
You saying I shouldn't trust him?
I wouldn't.
It seemed like you've had your doubts before. You sided with Corey, who seemed to be in opposition of Mr.
I simply Edwards. Wanted peace. Peace of mind, my own mind. Is that not what Edwards wants? Do you really believe he would summon Haster?
He's going to an awful lot of trouble to try. Where did we get this seven... What letter was that from?
It's what the guy, his cellmate...
It was written down on the bottom.
It's what...
One of the pages.
The crazy guy...
Yeah, it's what the... Yeah.
That heard him say that, and who was talking about
it. Okay,
that.
So it would be... It would be...
7 days.
Roby's friend, then, that would have known this.
Yes.
Roby's... So...
So 7 days for my... So seven... No, but he said 7 days for his work.
Yes.
For mine.
Yes.
Then Edwards was saying...
Edwards said that. 7 days for his work.
Edwards.
So, I would like to convey that. This is what your former cellmate said that, Edwards said when he came to get you.
The devil. In other words.
7 days for your work, which you've said you needed to complete this place, and then it takes him 5 days, so...
5 days for what?
To summon Haster, I'm assuming.
His work. What is his work?
I think you're being manipulated, Mr. Roby.
And you creating Carcosa is his link to Haster.
He's tried this ritual before and failed. He must think that this place is necessary to complete the ritual.
I presumed after his first failing he wouldn't try again.
Well, he's trying.
Again, why would he be here, then?
He's left a trail of bodies in his wake in order to try.
We are still on Earth, you know. If Haster is summoned, he will destroy everything, even Edwards.
So maybe it's a good idea to not let him go through with his ritual?
I vote for that.
I should speak to him. He'll be at the palace by the lake.
Can you show us the way? We seem to not be able to get around this place so well.
Yes, of course. How's the doctor?
Highsmith? Pretty.
He killed him.
Dr. Highsmith is dead?
He's dead, right?
Oh.
Highsmith. He's not dead. Highsmith, not Trollope.
Oh.
Highsmith was the one who called us down.
Highsmith is not dead.
Right. Highsmith's not dead. The person who died...
Excuse me. They killed Dr. Trollope. My apologies. Dr. Highsmith is fine.
Who killed Trollope?
I believe that was your buddy Edwards.
Edwards or somebody in league with him.
Or Coombs.
Mr. Coombs. We've heard several names.
Yeah. Coombs more likely.
He may be able to identify. If you want to show him.
Oh. Yeah. We got this off of Mr. Trollope's body.
He sort of...
Show him the whistle.
He looks disgusted. Like he doesn't even want to see it.
Look at it! Oh. That was pulled by Mr. Trollope off of the murderer... Off from around the murderer's neck, so...
He kind of takes a closer look at it. I believe that is Mr. Coombs's.
And we're under the impression that Coombs does not work without orders.
Typically not. Though I don't see him working with Edwards. They didn't get along either.
Who would even work?
Coombs didn't get along with anyone.
Who did Edwards get along with? Mr. Bacon, perhaps.
Absolutely. Mr. Bacon was very, very close to Mr. Edwards.
Not anymore.
I'm sorry?
He's also dead.
May he rest in peace.
Says.
How did he go?
That was not our fault, was it?
How did he
go? Yeah, it was.
Wait.
You clubbed his ass over the head.
That wasn't Bacon, was it?
Yes, it was.
We followed him.
He fought him by the canal and knocked him.
I thought I killed Quarry.
No.
Quarry's still MIA.
Quarry's in the wind. No one knows where he's
at. No, we killed Bacon because we took his place over. And
he was the antique dealer who we...
Oh, yeah.
We found the... What's it called in his basement?
Yeah.
He was trying to kill somebody.
No, he killed some homeless man right in front of us.
He was killing people.
Mr. Bacon was killing people?
Innocent people.
Turning them into dust.
We watched him use a spell.
The man had many occult books that he must have found something.
Turned a man to ashes right in front of our eyes.
Yes. I had to reconstruct my own. The book of poetry you took had everything in it I needed.
Oh, this book?
Yes, thank you. It's a little useless now.
Hand it to him.
He opens it up. You see these are notes on how to build Carcosa.
Oh, neat.
So what you had all along was an unfinished spell to build Carcosa, which is why none of it made sense to Highsmith when he read it. He had no idea what a spell was.
Well, I don't think it would have made sense to him had it been completed.
Exactly.
So can we go...
Off to see the wizard?
Stop.
Why is it that you seem so sane now, and when we met you in the cell, we could barely understand what you were saying?
Because he's a crazy man in crazy town
now. I know that, but I want to know from Roby.
The drugs didn't help, but this place is peaceful for me.
Okay.
It's like living in a dream. My own dream, my own city.
But
I'm home here.
So, couple quick questions. The statues outside, those are not statues?
The Byakki?
Yeah.
Some are, some aren't.
Okay.
Edwards has a guard on me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're here to keep me safe.
Keep you safe.
I mean, they allowed us to walk in with no...
Just like they killed Trollope to keep you safe.
It is a tragedy.
And your family.
And pretty much anyone who ever wanted anything for you, other than to be locked up in a cell where you could be watched by them.
When you mention his family, he sort of sinks in his chair. That one was all my fault. I blew the whistle.
Huh. This whistle got blown and nothing happened, so we're not really sure exactly what is needed.
The Byakki need to be bound to the whistle.
So there's possibly not one bound to this whistle, or...
It's very possible.
Okay.
If you blew it and no one came, then it must not be linked to anyone or anything.
Neat!
If it is indeed Coombs' whistle, perhaps he felt he didn't need the Byakki. He was a pretty violent man to begin with. I hope to God that he's not here.
I'm gonna bet he is.
Yeah.
I think it is imperative, Mr. Roby, that we stop Edwards from whatever he's doing.
Perhaps you're right.
So, you say that he is guarding you, then?
We're friends. He wants to keep me safe. Perhaps I'm mistaken on that as well.
Will we be able to walk out with all these lovely statuary?
Of course.
Are they going to let you leave?
We'll take the back door.
Okie dokie.
Lead on, good sir. I think that this dreamland has about played itself out for me.
I understand. I'm sorry that you're... sorry that you got involved.
Let's go save planet Earth.
Let's. And he gets up. Mr. Spence stands up and follows you guys as you make your way downstairs. You open the back door, and before you, you see a lake. And on the other side, you see what you've been told is a palace. And there are a couple of boats on a dock.
So, shall we?
Does anybody have, just out of curiosity, pilot boat or sailing?
I no. highly doubt it.
Yes, I have 1%.
Looks like we're just going to be turning in circles just like those stupid paddle boats.
No, I don't have anything.
It's Carcosa, right? We can walk across the lake?
Not quite how it works.
It's going to be a series of 12 pilot boat checks.
How big is this lake?
Dreamland, remember? As long or short as it needs to be.
Yes. Can you get us across this lake quicker?
I'm afraid I cannot. Lake Hali does not change.
Okay. So how big is this lake?
If you've got a row, it's going to take you almost an hour across it.
Cool.
Can you imagine a motorboat?
I'm afraid that's not how it works.
Randolph Carter would disagree.
And he will get into a boat. There are two boats there. There are now six of you. Are you allowing Mr. Spence to get in the boat with you is the question.
I push Spence into the water.
Do you?
Thinking about it. He sort of outlived his usefulness as an NPC.
He wasn't really that useful to begin with, besides telling us where we needed to find Roby.
He wants to stop Edwards too. I mean, he might be helpful.
Yeah, maybe he can take
the Or at least he's a meat shield for...
That's true.
Know, yeah.
I guess we split up in the boats as three and three.
So I'll get in the boat with Spence and Alexander.
Okay. Good, because I wasn't going to.
All right. Leaves the rest of us in the other boat.
Okay. I'm going to need some... I believe they're strength checks to row.
I get 12.
So do I.
Row. Oh, strength.
12 what?
Yeah, what do you got?
14.
You're rowing our boat.
Or maybe we should split this up differently.
Nope. You're on your own, Troy. Hope either the crazy man who's been wandering around or the crazy guy who's lived in the asylum for 2 years has some strength.
Strength by 6.
So pretty good.
Yeah, strength by 6.
Can you even fail?
Yeah.
6 times 14. 6 times 4 is 24. 84. Yeah, 84. I guess you can't fail. Not by much.
Pass.
Are you rowing? Are you making...
What are their strengths? Because mine's not great.
Well...
Is it better than 12?
No. It's 9.
By 6, that's better than 50%.
Yeah, we see all how well that did for your driving.
Hey, sometimes the coins land heads, sometimes they land tails.
So your strength is not high, you said?
No, it's a 9. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
God, I'm going to have nightmares from that song tonight. Mainly because Grady's going to be in my dreams. I consider it a nightmare.
What's 15 times 6?
90.
Who's got a 15 strength?
Hot 6. Mr. Roby is rowing. He is making his way across.
He's his fucking dreamland. He's as strong as he wants to be.
Why can't he get a fucking motorboat?
Lake Helia is out of his realm of
influence.
Yes. I need Pal times 2 rolls.
Oh,
that's not good. It's really not good.
It's really...
Pal times 2 for who? Everybody?
All of you.
I got a roll of 8.
What's the matter, Cody? What are you laughing for?
Oh, because this is usually...
Fail. Barely.
I fail.
There's only one reason why you roll Pal. Two reasons why you roll Pal. Neither one of them are good. 66 over 16.
Okay.
Did you pass?
No.
Oh. So we all failed.
Daniel, did you pass?
Nope.
Spot hidden, please.
Impale.
I as well.
19 out of 50. So I pass.
So you're the only one who failed.
Yep.
I wish I failed, I think.
Mr. McDuff, as you are riding in the boat...
This is where it happens, James.
You look around you, and suddenly everything seems very familiar. As if you've dreamt this before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And you notice something ripple in the water. Very clearly.
Should have asked him for an airship.
The bull also notices something ripple in the water.
Hey, did you very tell clearly. Us about your dream? Or no?
Nope.
Yeah. No, he did.
I did.
He the did dream on us. The water? I read it aloud. I don't know that you actually told them.
On the water?
Your second dream when you were reading.
There was one dream, I think a first dream you did.
Oh, yeah,
tell us.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah. You had a dream when you were. Okay, so then let's step back for a second. When you were reading King in Yellow, you had a dream about being on a lake.
Yeah.
And seeing something.
And seeing in the water. Things.
Yeah, that's coming back to me.
Yeah, yeah no. And if I know about that.
Now, did you or did you not relay that dream to people? I read it at the table with everyone.
I don't think so.
Okay. So that one is on you.
I don't think so either, because otherwise my action would be very different. Two barrels worth of action, per
and
se.
You saw... You passed as well, right?
Yeah, I just passed, not impale.
Okay, you see movement, but you're not sure if that's what it was. You didn't see shit.
I'm just rowing.
You hear me go, what the fuck is that?
Should I start rowing faster?
I don't know, it depends on what happens now.
That's, Because
I can't... I wouldn't know to shoot it.
Because that's my plan.
I'm hoping that Roby or Spence or someone will answer the question.
What was what? Actually, here.
It's Dreamland. I'm sure he's got a huge stat.
90s all across the board.
Question is whether or not it's written in his stats or not.
Spot hidden's not written in his stats. What's his standard spot hidden?
25.
All right, he failed.
I saw something in the water.
What'd you see?
I don't know. What did I see? You said I just saw movement.
You impaled?
Yes.
Vines? Tentacles, maybe?
Look like a... sort of tentacles or something.
Row faster. And he begins to row faster.
I begin rowing faster, too.
I need... Where are you all sitting in the boats? Is the next question.
Now I'm assuming I'm in the middle if I'm just rowing.
I'm going to say the person in the middle would be rowing. So it's a toss-up. Troy's not rowing, so he's either in the front or back.
And you two are either in the front or back.
Yeah, and we're either in the front or back.
It would make sense that if you both saw it, you'd be at the same position on the boat. Just a thought.
Theoretically.
What's your first reaction when you all see, when you three of you see this? Do you...
See what?
When you see what you saw.
I didn't actually see the tentacles. All I saw was movement.
You saw movement. Is your reaction to tense up and grab your... guns? Is your reaction to grab the side of the boat to look? What happens? What do you do?
Well, I called out and had a conversation.
Okay.
And then
assuming I still have time, I am going for my gun.
Okay.
I don't remember the dream, so whether or not that means he doesn't remember the dream, then I don't know. If I remember my dream, then it would probably be
your character direction. Very vividly remembers the dream.
Okay, then I would probably grip the boat.
Okay.
I would probably grab the boat with one hand. And reach for a weapon with the other.
Okay. Dex by 7. Dex by 5. Dex by 3. And you are rowing. Dex by 5.
I passed.
I pass as well.
18,
48.
Pass.
Impale.
Wow. That's awesome.
Is that an impale? Yeah. 6.
6 out of...
6 under 48.
Either way, you passed, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is the percentage on impale? 10? Or 11?
20%.
20?
Yeah, pretty lucky. Shit. I got a 47 out of 50.
I think I've impaled other things and not paid attention to it. I think I was thinking like 10.
Did no, you guys... Were you guys continuing to gaze in the area that you saw the movement?
Well, yeah. No, I'm like...
Not keeping your eyes off of it, right?
I'm ready to pull both barrels.
Roll sanity for me.
Sweet.
All of you. Well, the three of you, because you're not paying attention. No, go ahead and roll it.
Fail. Oh,
man. You have to roll. Schroeder's in our boat.
You do have to roll.
God damn it.
So am I.
I pass.
Woo.
You did.
Oh,
you did.
13 out of 16.
It's okay. The guy with the shotgun did not pass. The guy who's got the readied gun.
I failed.
Standing in a flanking position of the two of you,
I failed by one.
I failed by four.
I have the lowest sanity and I pass.
Okay.
Happens.
So...
every single time.
Schroeder passed. Who else passed?
Nobody.
Nobody.
So you're the only one who passed?
Yep.
Wow.
Less than three. Less than three.
If it's three, it's just a temporary. And if it's a three on a pass, we're really in trouble because all three of us are getting something then.
Yeah.
Hang on to the damage for now. I'll just tell you now, the way this works, you'll roll sanity. You won't roll sand damage until the end.
Do I see something that I can hit with my shotgun shells?
You are covered in water as a giant tentacled balloon-looking creature dives out and flies over you.
So you can just, like, pop as it goes over the top? It's
completely up to you what you want to do.
Growing faster.
How up? Are we talking Shamu? Are we talking...
No, he reaches for the clouds and goes. Like, he's going high.
No.
Well, since there's really no sense in firing shotgun at him then if my range is 5 yards. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to pull both barrels. All right, so somewhere...
I mean, if he's shooting just straight so up, if he's you're not, like, arcing over us back into the
if
water.
If you're not going to have us tick sand, then are we just constantly rolling at whatever level we're at now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not going to go well.
Idea roll... Hang on. No, not idea roll. Mr. Trace, you are a parapsychologist. Roll something para, mythos, or what have you?
Occult.
So I don't think any of us have mythos yet. Oh, Troy does.
I do.
I
have three. How much do you have?
Six.
Occult.
Yeah, occult.
Can I roll occult?
I failed. 56 out of 51.
In all the chaos, this creature looks familiar to you, but you're not sure why. It seems like it should be here, and you don't really know. It's on the tip of your tongue.
I feel like it's a good thing I failed that roll.
It's just whether or not you knew what it was that you just saw.
Oh, okay. Is anybody else allowed to make those rolls, or just me?
Does anybody else have occult?
Yeah,
there's basic occult.
Oh, we got a seven.
Oh.
Okay. I just assumed the parapsychologist would know more. Go ahead.
I technically do. That might be the one that seven that he knows.
Nope.
Oh, so close. She got seven out of five.
So this thing dives out of the water and into the clouds, and Roby is, my God, it's happening. And he begins to row.
What's happening?
He's summoning.
Was that him?
It's a spawn.
Cool.
Okay, I'm going to pick up.
That's a good thing I didn't shoot at it then.
I'm going to try to pick up the pace, too, as much as I can.
I'm not going to make you roll again. You guys roll pretty well to navigate your way across. Eventually, you get to another dock. The palace is just a mere pathway up. So,
is Alexander, like, booking it?
He's moving faster. He's not running, but he's definitely moving faster.
Following him.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I think we should be running.
Ready.
Why are we not running?
He's pissed. I mean, he's absolutely pissed. If Edwards manages to summon this thing, I don't know. Do we shoot him? What do we do? I don't know what the hell to do now.
I already have my handgun pulled.
I mean, he calm down.
I like the bell.
Well, you don't have the bell.
True.
Yeah. It's a good thing you stayed out of the water, because you might have lost the bell.
That's very true.
If I remember correctly, that dream you, like, if you fell just... forever.
Yeah. He just kept falling.
You see me
yeah.
hold up... Looking at Roby, you see me hold up my sawed-off shotgun, and it's like, don't you worry. If we need to, the bull will take care of it.
Right. He kind of taps the barrel. Good idea.
At least he approves.
Maybe keep that hidden for now. We are going to a party.
Do we need masks?
Some of you guys are already wearing masks. These kind of looks like up to you.
Okay.
Kind of gives you that up to you look.
I mean, he's not wearing a mask.
Clearly, two out of the four of you are already wearing them, so unless you took them off at some point.
All right, I'll put the...
Well, you would have taken it off. Otherwise, he wouldn't have recognized you.
Okay.
I would have just...
Let's go to the party.
I want
to
have my gun at ready, though.
May depend on how many of these people you've met before, but it's completely up to you.
Let's go to the party.
So you enter the palace. It's a very gorgeous, high vaulted ceilings, huge. I mean, it looks like a medieval castle type palace. It's gorgeous, huge place. And there are hundreds of people here. Most of them masked, some of them not. A lot of them are dressed to the nines. Some of them have, not necessarily robes, but much plainer You can almost call them tunics in a way, you know?
Yep.
And everyone's just hustling, bustling, eating, drinking, being merry.
Just following Roby at this point.
Yep.
I assume he's pushing his way through.
He's definitely, I mean, it's a tight squeeze to get in and out to where you're at. This,
I'm going to start serving as bodyguard. So I'm just going to step up to his right or left side. And any way he goes, I'm just going to, like, push way for him.
Okay. Yep. As you turn the corner, is there a marching order? Give me a marching order. How are you guys doing this?
Well, I'm going to stand right
next to him. If I was in the boat with him, I would say I'm right behind him. He's caught up to the flanking.
I was going to say, Cody, Schroeder, me, the same order
Cody is taking the lead behind or
Put Dan I'm going to try and stand beside him. If he's trying to push through the crowd,
yes.
I'm just going to very bodyguard WWF entrance style, just pushing people out of his way.
Sure. Roll me a dex by four.
Well, four or five.
Four.
Okay.
Six.
Just not making sense to me right now. Anyway. Nope.
You failed as you guys turn a corner and you just plow into a woman and she falls on the ground and loses her mask. Ah, my goodness. Who are you?
Just gonna keep. Is Roby still moving?
He stops. He's like, he stops to help her up.
Of course he does. Are
you okay? Careful where you're going.
My apologies. Mr. Roby, we need to keep going.
Goodness.
I'll take that 98 to knock over some random woman. No time to talk.
You're just in time. This place is about to fall. We're all doomed here.
Who's saying that?
The lady.
Oh.
Mr. Roby, we really need to continue.
He stopped. He's speaking to the woman. I hate doing this, but I'm going to have to do this. A little NPC talking to NPC action. He says, what's going on? Where are we? He's in the middle of the ritual. And my name's Yolanda, by the way.
Where?
In the courtyard.
Which way?
Were you going to try to stop him?
I don't really have a good answer for that, so which way?
Follow me to the terrace. And she will take you to the terrace.
Now I'm pushing way for her.
Okay.
Bull's just in front, just pushing people out of the way. I don't care if she's leading whoever.
You mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Absolutely.
You get to...
Laid that lady out.
Right. Yeah. You get to this nice room that has a big open terrace out in front of it.
She was wearing red.
And when you walk outside, roll me spot hiddens.
Oh, fail.
Nope, no good.
Nope.
I fail.
Okay. The sky seems a lot darker than it used to be. I mean, it was nighttime, but there were stars. It was clear. It seems like it's just jet black. Roll me a second spot hidden. I know.
Fail.
Pass.
Fail.
Impale.
You see on the ground those who passed. Rows and rows and rows and rows of what look like hooded people. But they all seem larger than humans.
Well, that doesn't bode well.
How well did you guys pass?
I impaled.
Good. You realize what you're looking at are rows and rows and rows and rows of Byaki. And they're all facing away from you. You see a stage. Because you've read it, you know that they are performing the King in Yellow play.
The Byaki are?
They're all dressed up in costumes.
The Byaki seem to be watching. You see people in between, but you see the Byaki stand taller, so you don't see the people in there as well, the cultists as
well. I turn to, you said her name was Yolanda?
Yes.
How do we get down there?
I'm not sure there's a good way to get down there.
Mr. Roby?
If there was a way to stop it from here, there's something we could do.
As everybody looks at me.
Well, shotgun's 5 yards. I'm not going to shoot him.
I will reach into my pocket and pull this thing out.
Do you ring it or do you just pull it
out? Yeah.
You ring it and everything just goes quiet.
That's not creepy at all.
And when you look at the stage, everyone on the stage seems to be looking about like they don't know why they're there. And you see a man in a white mask. You would know he was playing the stranger. Stand up from a kneeling position. After being stabbed multiple times, this is what you saw. You saw a man on the ground, on his knees, being stabbed with a sword multiple times. And you have seen blood. You know what blood looks like. You know this man was actually getting stabbed, IRL, with a sword. not stage blood. And he stands up, removes his mask, and Mr. Roby scoffs. It's Edwards.
Not that we know what Edwards looks like, so...
Yeah, we do.
Do we?
He was one of the nurses.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Roby actually says out loud, Edwards. And you see the wounds heal.
It's going to take more than two shells on this one, guys.
Well, I don't know how you propose to get through a sea of Biaki, but...
And Mr. Roby...
Did we decide if the whistle called them to us?
No, it summons a particular one. One oh, down to right. The whistle.
Roll me listen rolls.
Nope.
Fail.
At 25 listen, though.
Oh, yeah, 50 listen.
Pass.
Fail.
Mr. McDuff, how fitting for you to be the one to ring the bell, and then you hear growling, chittering, grumbling, rumbling. You all feel a breeze that wasn't there before. As the horde, army, for lack of a better term, of Biaki spin about and look up at the terrace, and Mr. Edwards says, "We will do this again." And he blows his whistle. And in a rush, every single one of those Biaki fly up into the air in what appears to be a column of nothing but black. Everyone is screaming, running in circles as they swoop down and tear people off the ground. And as soon as that happens, Mr. Roby grabs your shoulder and says, "We must run. I'll show you the way out."
I'm not going to hesitate.
Sure.
As much as I want to kill Edwards, I don't think it's going to happen.
Unless he's going to dream you up a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
I think you're...
Probably not in Carcosa.
Yeah.
We must get down. We must get down to the maze, the garden maze.
Lead the way.
Following him.
I need dex saves, all kinds of dex saves. Give me dex... God. I guess they're not technically saves. Are they saves? We'll call them saves. I need a dex by five. Dex by five. From all of you.
Nope, fail. Probably more 90s tonight then.
Pass.
So I need an 80. Apparently I'm having trouble doing math at the moment.
82.
All good? You guys are having trouble just getting between people. Mr. Trace has gotten a little further ahead as you squeeze and make your way like sardines down through the ballroom into the hallway. Dex by five again.
That one I made.
Wait.
Pass.
That's 55, right?
Yeah.
Pass.
anyone who failed?
All passed.
All passed?
All passed.
You find an opening and you kind of just tunnel your way in through this opening to catch up with Mr. Trace as you go down the hall, down the stairs through multiple people. Everyone's screaming. Spot Hiddens as you run, please.
No.
Pass.
Nope.
Everyone that passed sees Biaki crawling on the walls and the ceilings in this building. Dex by four.
Fail.
Pass.
Fail.
Impale.
The bull books it. And as you guys go through the hall, the winding corridors, you make your way into a dining hall. The bull just ducks out of the way as a claw goes by his head. And I need dex by four. As you are rushing your way, pass. Trying to get out this building.
Pass.
Fail.
The three of you manage to get to the edge of the kitchen. Mr. Butler is just running just a little too far, a little ways behind, as a Biaki crashes through the window and swipes at him. He just misses your face.
Woo.
As he crashes through the window.
Would have been a pleasant scar to have.
Huh? Might have been kind of...
It would have been a pleasant not face to have anymore.
If it would have just been a scar, that is.
Claw attack's only 1d3. You're all right. I need one more dex by three. As you burst through the back door.
I impaled this one.
I pass.
Failed.
Fail. By one.
The two of you... Ooh. That's a not five on a claw attack.
Hey, were the two that failed that one?
Just as you guys burst out the door.
Did you? No, I got a five.
You rolled out of the way. You roll out of the way. As you take huge rakes, you each take 7 damage. 1d6 plus 6. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not. It's 1d6 plus 1d6. 1.
And it should be 2.
So,
6.
2. Right. So, 2 damage. My apologies. You each take 2 damage as Abiaki swipes at you as you burst through the door. And in front of you, you see a garden maze. And Mr. Roby ducks into it. Whichever is higher for you, navigate or luck.
What the?
To not get lost as you attempt to follow Mr. Roby, and he will also attempt to find you.
Pass on luck.
Fail.
Lucky for you, he got a not 7. Oh, this way. And he sees you as you follow him.
It's a good thing the NPCs are keeping us alive here.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you see an archway in the very center. An archway that looks very familiar from where you started. He says, through the archway, and you'll go home.
You're not coming with us?
He's a magical.
There's no place for me there.
Should we trust Gretzky?
Who?
Never heard the name Gretzky?
Oh, you pronounced it weird, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Gretzky. It's on him. It's on you. I haven't spoken to Gretzky in years. Look, if you don't get out of here, you're going to die.
I step through. I don't need to talk to the NPC anymore.
I'm done. Yep. I'm gone.
What's to stop Edwards from doing this again?
You've managed to halt the ritual.
Can you not just dissolve this place so that he can't come back here?
I will dissolve this place when you're gone.
Okay, I'll step through.
You know what? I think I like it here after all.
Stays in through Carcosa. The chaos, the screaming, the biaki in swarms above you to silence. And a lake. And a lodge in snow. You've escaped Carcosa. I need a sanity roll. Foreseeing the mass swarm of Yaki.
Yeah, pass that one.
Pass.
I failed.
Fail.
Now, what were the rules around?
So Troy passed.
Losing sanity passed. For Dan a particular thing.
It's a little bit different because the idea is that if you see a thing and then you see a thing later, you're more accustomed to it. But if you saw a Biaki and then you saw 10,000 of them take flight in a giant column, all bets are off.
Much different circumstance than just seeing one.
No worries.
Although at this point, you should probably never lose sand for Biaki ever again.
Doesn't make any sense.
That makes a big difference. If you see a guy shoot somebody, that's one thing. To see the horrors of Normandy beaches is a very different thing.
Now,
this is even though it's the same action being repeated 10,000 times.
We've seen these things already kill a person.
Yes.
Yes, but you've not seen an army of them. Now, here is what's going to happen. You stopped the play. You gain 1d8 worth of sand. Please roll a d8.
That's just going to come right back off.
That might be important for me, though.
It won't.
7.
7.
Nice.
5.
So I'm back up to max. Yep.
So add that back to your max. You wholeheartedly believe that you have thwarted the rise of Haster. That is plus 1d12.
Same?
Yes.
But you can't go past max?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Okay, so if I gained 7 there, did that take me past?
Yeah, if it went past your max, then yes.
Shit. Okay.
So 1d12.
1d12.
11.
9.
Troy and Grady... You passed, having seen the mass army of Byaki?
Yes.
That is only negative 1 for you. For those who failed, it is 1d6.
Got my d6 back.
No, sorry.
4.
3. That temporary is set off of my new max at the end of that, right?
Yep. You have a new max now because you've gained so much. And...
Seeing the star spawn.
Spawn of Haster, not Star Spawn.
Regardless.
Regardless. Those of you that failed, which were Daniel, Troy, and Grady, the two of you, it was in complete full view because you were paying attention. That is 1d10.
Higher than I thought it would be.
For you, it is 1d6.
Sweet.
One. I'm good because I passed?
If you passed, you were also... You were paying attention wholeheartedly, yes? It's 1d3.
I would like to point out, I'm on the exact same number I just started with.
I'm 10 Zane up.
The way I'm going to play this is, are you below... You're not... Are you below where you were when you walked into Carcosa?
No.
Are you?
No.
Are you?
No.
Nope.
Then you are seemingly okay.
I might be by 1 point. I don't remember if I was at 23 or 22. I think I was at 22.
I was at 31 when we went in. I'm at 36 now.
I was at 16 when we walked in, and I'm at 26 now.
Now when you...
All right.
I went in at 40, and I'm at 55.
You guys... When you stepped out, you all just sort of freak out for a short moment, and then calm down as you realize what you just saw maybe wasn't there, maybe it was really there, maybe it happened, maybe it didn't happen, you're not really sure, but you might have just saved the world, but you probably did. You believe you did, because you believe you thwarted Haster, that's the thing that you think. Your initial madness is this. You're not entirely sure what you just went through happened. All of you. You believe it did. You believe you thwarted Haster coming. You believe you stopped a play. You absolutely saw that happen. Two of you almost got clawed to death. Three of you almost got clawed to death. You're absolutely sure you saw that happen. And you calm yourself. That is the end of book one of this three-book series. Holy, holy.
Title track, Holy, is provided by Sleep for the Weary from their latest album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com, Facebook, and Twitter. Follow the Rancor's Brothel at rancorsbrothel.com, and be sure to leave us a review on iTunes if you enjoyed the show. See you next time.